We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for another Giants Insider. We're joined by Giants offensive lineman Justin Pugh. Justin, first of all, offseason, how's it going for you? What's your plan for trying to get better in 2016?
It's going great. I'm out in L.A. training with Jay Glazer again, working on, you know, some MMA, some boxing. Just trying to get in good shape. You know, playing guard, you got to be a little bit bulkier, so I'm trying to put a little bit of weight on, so I'm excited about it.
Now, I'm not sure if you heard of it, but Ben McAdoo spoke at the owners' meetings. He said he wants to keep you at guard to let you grow at that position. Are you happy about that?
I'm excited about it. You know, I felt like I did some real good things there last year. Looking forward to getting better, improving, and, you know, putting in a full 16 games at guard and really showing what I can do.
You mentioned you want to bulk up because you're at guard now. Was there anything else that was maybe different at guard that you didn't expect going in? That you, once you went through that 16-game season, you looked back and said, you know what? That was an adjustment I really wasn't prepared to make.
I think I made the right adjustments going out, doing some wrestling, some MMA, because it's close quarters combat when you're in there at guard. So, you know, just keep working on that, working on leverage, because a lot of those guys inside are pretty big dudes. You got some guys. Luckily, you know, we got Damon Harrison now coming over, so I don't got to go against guys like that. But, you know, there's guys out there like that. You got to be able to move around. So working on getting low, using my leverage, using what I'm capable of doing, I think that's some things I can get better at, and I've worked on improving that this offseason.
How's the chemistry on the side of the offensive line? You got Richburg at center, you at guard, and Flowers at left tackle for a good portion of the year. Did you guys really feel that chemistry building as you went from game one through game 16?
Oh, yeah. When you get five new guys in there and you're all trying to work on things for the first time, you know, you're going to have your bumps in the road. I think we experienced that. We overcame that. I think we ended the season on a high note. We were rushing the ball very well. We got to pick up where we left off and keep growing, keep getting better. But I know sky's the limit for this group, and I'm excited to get back and continue to work with them.
Now, you played left tackle in college, and you were next to Eric Flowers for most of the year. How did he do at left tackle in his rookie year, and how good can he get out there?
Oh, he can. The sky's the limit for Eric Flowers, and I think it's just keep working on his technique, keep working on those little things that you don't realize you get away with in college that you can't with in the pros. So it was a great rookie year for him. He played through some injuries. He's done some great things, and he's shown flashes of what he's capable of doing. So I know Eric Flowers can be one of the best left tackles. I'm excited for him to get back out here and us to continue to work and get better as an offensive line. We got some things we got to prove this year.
All right, and finally, a new coaching staff here for you. You have a new offensive line coach, a new offensive coordinator, and a new head coach. As a player, what's your reaction to that, and what's the excitement level heading into a new season with so many new people in charge?
It's huge, but I think it's, you know, you say new faces, but I've known these guys for the past 2 years. It's a great coach, great coaching staff. Coach McAdoo, love him to death. So I'm very happy, excited for him. And I know he's going to take us in the right direction. We have a lot to prove. We haven't been to the playoffs in 3 years, so I know that's our main goal, to get back to the playoffs. And, you know, once we do, tend to make some things happen.
Justin Pugh, John Schmelk, your Giants Insider.